The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Today's show is for adults only.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke. Forget it.
April Fools!
Yeah, see, some people appreciate a good prank.
If you forget what day it is.
April Fool's Day.
Stick around. This might be the year I pull off the greatest prank ever.
Your pranks are lame.
Your pranks just aren't working anymore, okay?
I'm 100% bored.
Quarantined.
I've been in this house for too long.
Distancing.
I basically want to address the idiots out there.
This could be a hell of a bad 2 weeks.
They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, let's do it. Good morning, 602 Brock. Hunter.
What's up? Good morning. How you doing?
It's the Plan B Morning Show, Rock 107 and at WIRX.com. Are you ready, my friend?
You start the show with an April Fool's thing, and I'm just like, why would you do that? Now everybody knows it's April Fool's.
I think everyone is well aware. I think because people are on extra high alert this year.
Well, now?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I had no idea.
You didn't?
I had no idea.
Well, it's April 1st, buddy. It's April Fool's Day.
So if you planned on doing anything... It's just not going to work.
So here you go. You are not fired. April Fools.
Ah, oh, wait.
Wait a minute. Hold on a sec. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
Happy Wednesday. Man, oh, man, we got a busy show for you today. Obviously, a lot of great stuff coming up.
Busy.
We're going to have some fun. We got some giveaways coming up. Got your prank phone call of the week coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Wayland is going to be calling in. We're going to be doing like a little virtual concert thingy. It's going to be great. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. But anyway, busy Wednesday. Busy Wednesday.
It's going to be a good Wednesday.
It's going to be good. We're going to make the most out of it. I know people are going stir crazy. It's been what, 2.5 weeks now. It's been a little nuts, but we're here. We're going to try and help you forget about it for 4 hours. Do our best. Just horse around. It's just, if you want to listen to a couple of dummies talk about nothing in particular, this is your spot.
Here you go.
Here you go. This is it. Anyway, yeah, got a lot of good stuff. So hang out. Let's keep some music going, and then we're going to be back in a little bit. Right now, the Foo Fighters. Learning to Fly. It's WIRX.
Everything that rocks.
All right, let's get it, man. Oh, snap.
Tito. I love cats, man, but it's like when you want to cuddle a cat, the thing wants to rip your face off, and you want to do some work, the thing wants to love on you. It's just...
Are you like a Bond villain right now, like sitting there in your chair with your cat in your lap?
Yes.
Just slowly petting it? I'm going, yes.
I'm not sure what I can't remember what the name of the Bond villain is, but yes, very Dr. Evil-ish.
Yeah, you're more Dr. Evil-ish. I think that's
wrong.
Right. Austin Powers. You know what? They've added, I think, all of the Austin Powers movies on Netflix or something. I need to revisit those. It's been a while since I've watched them.
I think it was Conan, maybe? It was back in the day when Michael Myers was on his show, and the first Austin Powers came out, and they were just talking about it and where he got it from. And he was just basically, he was like riffing off all the Bond movies. He was like, it's a swinger that just wanted to shag all the time, if you will. And he was like, it was just, you know, it was a character I made up, and it worked. So.
It was huge. I mean, it was, we were quoting those movies. I mean, we still do. We still do. Oh, God.
Wrong.
How about no? You know how many times I go, how about no, you crazy Dutch bastard? I do that all the time. And people are like, is
whip
this guy high?
Whip it good.
We call it the Alan Parsons Project. Or she's called Operation Wang Chung, ass. God, man. And here's what's funny. It's been a while since I've watched those movies. And, of course, you know what doesn't stay in my mind is, you know, basic long division and stuff like, no, it's stupid movie quotes.
Stuff.
Yeah. God. Anyway.
Do you ever see The Love Guru?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. That movie is effing terrible. It is
a character that he made up that didn't do so well.
Oh, my God. That one should be wiped off the face of the earth. It is so bad. There's a movie that he did recently, and I think it's just a Netflix movie. It's called, it's with Margot Robbie, and it's really, really good. And he, you know, he kind of plays a bad guy. You don't see him do that a lot. Right. It's called like The Station or The Depot or something like that. Check it out.
Is he a dick in real life?
That's what I've heard.
I've heard that too.
All right, hold on.
He's very off-puttish.
That's what I've heard. Brian Reed just messaged me. And he goes, so are you mini-me then? You son of a bitch, Brian. You son of a bitch. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not that short.
Wasn't even me.
You bastards. All right. Well, on that note.
Mini-me.
I call him mini-me. Who's daddy's special little boy? Should we just, you know what, the rest of the show, we're just going to quote Austin Power movies.
There you go.
Because why the hell not? All right. We'll be back with sports. Stick around.
The Plan B.
Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
The Plan B morning show. All right, let's take a quick look at your forecast here. Then we're going to get to sports. Hunter said he has a good sports story, so we'll wait and see.
Potentially could be good.
Today, cloudy, high of 50. Not too bad. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 32. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 57. Friday, partly sunny, high of 62. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. But wait. Next week, by next week, Tuesday, we're looking at a high of 70.
Wow.
Dude,
that's perfect for everything being closed.
I don't want to jinx it, but I was hoping for a night. Like, that's actually on point for, like, it's a little warm, but it's, you know, for April. But, dude, if we can get just into spring and have a nice early spring and a nice long summer, I am going to be so happy. So we'll see. But anyway, I don't want to jinx it. So that's all I'm going to
talk about it.
I know.
Don't talk about it.
Shut up, Hunter. Shut up. Again. Quit talking. Shut up. I was the one talking about it, telling you to shut up.
Right.
Don't bring it up, Hunter, you moron. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzers. Speaking of it being 70 outside, what's better on a nice warm day after you mow the lawn than enjoying a nice Bud Light Seltzer? They got the variety pack you can check out. Oh, there you go. Nice. Anyway, check it out. All right, what do you got for us?
Highly suggest the black cherry. It's my favorite.
Delicious.
So listen to this, man. This is pretty crazy, and this would actually be pretty good news if we could pull this off, or if the NBA could pull this off. In hopes of squeezing in as many regular season games as possible, the NBA is exploring the possibility of having all teams together at one quarantine site, according to ESPN's Adrian. I'm going to call him Adrian W. because his last name is extremely long. This is what he says. Las Vegas has been a destination that has been discussed, built around the idea of literally perhaps using a casino, playing games in a potentially a ballroom with courts. Adrian said there are lots of different scenarios, almost all of which would be built around the idea of a return without fans in the stands.
So
they say the Thomas and Mack Center, located in University of Las Vegas's main campus, has hosted the NBA Summer League since 2004. The MGM Grand and Mandalay Bay are also served as basketball venues. So they could do it. I mean, they're talking about it. They're thinking about it.
So we could see this. Now, the only thing I could see being an issue is that I guess if everyone's good, if everyone's healthy and no one's in there sick passing stuff around, I just feel like maybe they're asking for trouble. Because it wouldn't take long and think about on the court. Think about even football field. There's bodily fluids everywhere. You know,
here's what I think will happen though, and which will make it, I think, acceptable. It's the NBA. All of the guys that are playing in the NBA are rich. You cannot step foot near that facility, outside, inside, not even near it if you test positive. Everybody is going to get tested. Coaches, athletic directors, ball boy, for God's sakes, is going to get tested. You're not going to let anybody in there with it.
Here's where I'm at, though. Do we need to be wasting tests, our limited resources, just to have basketball? And again, I'm playing devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I want sports. My dad and I were talking about this yesterday about the football season. I was like, Dad, they better not cancel the football season. We don't have many seasons with Aaron Rodgers left. And, you know, it's like, do you do a shorter season, you know, and everything? So, but so what's more important?
To answer your question on that, I think they would say that we do not have a shortage of tests. The problem with the tests is they're so expensive. I think that the tests are plentiful. Just nobody can get them because they're just $3,000
a piece. The funny thing is, though, the tests aren't expensive. It's our terrible, right, horrible system that makes them expensive. You know, right, that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's where I'm at. So I would be on board if it was like, yeah, the general public can get tested, too. We're doing fine there. Instead of just, you know, using resources just to have a basketball. And also, too, because I'm not a huge basketball fan, so it's kind of like whatever. Save them for the football season. I'd rather see that.
Right, but right. Just learning about this morning, I mean, knowing the NBA is one of the biggest associations in the world, right?
Yep.
I don't think they would dampen their name, dirty their name at all if they thought it was going to be sketchy or thought anything would. So I'm sure they're taking extreme precaution and in discussing this thoroughly before they even consider doing it. So I don't know.
It's interesting. It's interesting that it's being talked about. So we'll have, mm-hmm, to wait and see. But either way, anybody listening from the NFL, don't get rid of the NFL season, for God's sakes. For God's sakes.
They might push it back. They might push it back.
That's fine. That's fine. Cut or make the season shorter. Just as long as we got football, I'll be all right. All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.
Oh, man. 6:38. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
It's
6:38. Mm-hmm. Anyway, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter. The Plan B morning show. All right, let's get right to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Oh, buddy, you did so good. Yes. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Well, Zoltan Barthory says he's okay if people hate Five Finger Death Punch because they like to push people's buttons. Barthory told Kerrang, quote, "We know that we're a very polarizing band. Our fans are hardcore. They love us, and there are a lot of people who can't stand us. But even the haters don't compare us to other bands. We stand on our own." He added that they really like pushing people's buttons a decade ago. He said, quote, "When everyone was on streets with signs saying war is not the answer, we released War is the Answer. When Occupy Wall Street was going on and socialism was growing in America, we brought out American capitalists." That's all intentional. I am a big fan of Five Finger Death Punch.
You too.
The guys do have been fortunate. You know, Ivan's gone through some stuff, especially with rehab and everything like that, but he's in a much better place. I've had a chance to interview a lot of the guys in the band, and talented guys.
So why do people not like Five Finger, besides those reasons you just listed off? I've heard another one that they're sellouts.
It's when you get so big, eventually.
Is that the Nickelback effect?
What's that?
Is that the Nickelback effect?
Exactly. It's someone who's, it's the Dane Cook effect. It's the Nickelback. It's the Creed. When you get so big, you do become polarizing. You do become, you know, I love Five Finger Death Punch. They put on amazing shows. Yeah. But you'll have with anything, some people saying they're not metal enough. Some people saying they're too metal. I mean, it's like, what are you doing?
Wait, what?
Exactly.
What do you want?
No one knows what they want. That's the problem. No one has any idea what exactly that they want. But
you know what's weird, too, though, is you say that, and what you said is absolutely true. How many people have you heard that hate Metallica? Not very many. And they're like the biggest. So it, like, if you are the biggest, the best, are you like in safe ground or how does this work?
But, you know, there is still, I guarantee there's people out there that don't like Metallica, or they say that none of their albums are good after Ride the, you know, that's everyone, mm-hmm, though. And that is the beauty about music, is that you can have your opinion on, mm-hmm, every single piece out there, you know, just.
Wow.
It's
Five Finger Death Punch, though. Come on, guys. Come on.
One thing,
just
we
listen
can,
to the band. It's awesome.
It is. One thing we can all agree on is that the Beatles are overrated. I think that's one thing.
You're gonna piss Dave off.
So you're like right there. GM. Right. GM Dave is gonna be come storming in here. What'd you say? That's it. You're off the air.
I don't care about this 6 foot rule. I'm connecting my fist to your
right to your face. How about a knuckle sandwich? That'll help the
be
virus.
Be careful with the Beatles talk, man. Be careful with the Beatles talk.
Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, I'll be honest. Here we go. Okay, there wasn't a whole lot. I was going through. I'm like, oh boy. There's some little things. You know, like
Elvis. To be dishonest?
No, I'd never. I would never be dishonest. Are you kidding me? I only lie to children. Here. I got a good one. On this day, 1983, Kirk Hammett joined Metallica. Oh yeah. The mighty Metallica, nice. Yeah.
The mighty.
People, I think, sometimes forget that they've been basically going since, like, the early 80s. You almost have to remember that. They've been doing it for a long, long time.
Were they formed in, like, 1941 or something?
I think so is when Hetfield and the rest of the guys got together.
You can hear him in his dead sack.
Yeah. Let me out, Dan. Yeah. Here we go. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Yeah.
The plan with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 6:48, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
I found something
out yesterday.
What'd you find out?
Wife comes home. She's got a new job, right? Brand new job. She's loving it. It's a good job. She comes home with a laptop yesterday. I'm like, oh, is that your work laptop? Nice. Yeah, they're supplying you with it. She's like, no, I'm working at home now. I'm like, no.
Oh, really?
No. Not. So she goes back today. But after today, she's going to, I think through April or whatever the quarantine was extended
you
to.
You are finally going to see what I have to go through with Kiki every single day of my life.
So what are you doing in December? I think we're going to have a divorce party.
Well, I'll be there. Well, why don't we just, we'll do a joint divorce party. It'll be great. Might as well save money.
She was yesterday setting up like the spare bedroom where she kind of gets ready. Now it's her office. So there you go. I'm excited, Brock. I'm excited. I think I'm going to be doing more fishing than I have been.
The key is finding space. And I know I love my dear wife to death. She is the light of my life. But in order to keep me from smothering that light out, you need to have distance, okay? Because otherwise, you're gonna lick those fingers and you're gonna put that light out.
Why are you carrying a pillow around all the time, Brock?
Just in case. So you got to find that space, whether it's in the basement or just honestly, there's times where I just go sit in the garage. I don't do anything. Mm-hmm. I just literally.
You got your camper, too.
Got the camper. Sometimes I just go sit in different places and stare off into space because that's better. That's better than the alternative of me taking a pillow.
Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth.
You know, that $40 my own pillow, it just sometimes it looks tempting.
You're terrible.
So just know that's going to, you know, it's going to be fun. You guys are going to have fun for the first couple weeks. You'll be like, oh, this is, oh, my God, I get to see you all the time.
This is glorious.
I love this. Oh, my God, we're having breakfast together. I love this. And then by week three, you're going to be like, you're going to grab the pillow. You're going to grab the pillow. and you're going to, this is the song you're going to sing. This little light of mine, I'm going to snuff it out. anyway,
just
good.
Oh, man. I'll update you guys on how it's going.
Keep us posted.
We'll give it a week, and after a week, we'll update and see how I'm doing.
We'll have to do a daily confession from Hunter and see how it's going.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just don't really want her to know what I do around this place when she's gone. Damn it.
That's more of the big issue right there. Wait, this is what you do all day? Oh, my God. Yeah, she's going to have a routine for you pretty soon, man. Here comes the honeydew list.
Wow, you really are a bum.
Yeah, this is what I married. Okay. Okay. She's on the phone with her mom like, Ma, I don't know what to do.
He literally is a POS.
This is unbelievable. I thought we joked about it, but it's real.
Oh, God.
You're just standing there in the doorway holding a pillow. What are you saying, huh?
Yeah, what? Who are you talking to?
All right, let's take a quick break. More when we come back.
Rock one now.
Okie dokie, here we go. It's time for Useless Trivia, as always, brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. Like I said, Niles Avenue, super easy to find. They aren't doing dining in, but guess what? They're doing carry out, and you can get it delivered by Grubhub. So you can still eat like a king. Eat that famous New Orleans Cajun classic food, even with all the craziness going on. Treat yourself, all right? I'm going to help you out with the gift certificate to No LaRue. You just got to get this question right. Hey, it's April Fool's Day. That's right. April 1st, April Fool's Day. Let's see what you know about it. What fake innovation did Google prank users with on April Fool's Day a few years ago? What fake innovation did Google prank users with on April Fool's Day a few years ago? Was it A, Google 3D, B, Google Nose, or C, the Google Dodgers baseball team? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What fake innovation did Google prank users with on April Fool's Day a few years ago? Was it A, Google 3D, B, Google Nose, or C, the Google Dodgers baseball team? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win.